indigent at, while they're incarcerated. And all of the basic needs are being met, housing, food, clothing, medical care, it's all paid for 100% by the state, a general fund, that the $100 fine could be paid for fairly quickly from working in the facility.
Very good. Just follow up now, is work, is that an optional thing? They don't have to work, is that correct, the prisoners?
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Meyer, that's correct.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, forgive me, Percy, because my head's kind of stopped up. It's not big, it's just stopped up. Anyway,
unusual.
Currently now, the court system assesses surcharges for just about any criminal offense, whether it be a driving offense, you know, a $50 fee for speeding on top of fines and so on. I think that pays for some court costs, and I'm kind of assuming that's where you're going here. Did you say that about if somebody's transferred prison to prison, is that their choice? If they're transferred by their choice, then there would not be a fee, there would be a fee, but if they were transferred by your choice or the department's choice, that there wouldn't be a fee?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Chanel, no, the transfer is a request. The offender who's on probation or parole makes a request to transfer to another state.
Okay.
Out of state, and then they would fall under the rule that if they transfer to California and California accepts the offender through the interstate compact, then they have an agreement and they are under the probation parole in California.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Questions, thoughts, and questions?
Questions, thoughts?
No, I'll pass, I'm sorry. Questions, Foster.
You said 32,000 the rest of the year?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Foster, 32,500 bookings.
You know, there's only 600,000 people in this country. That's 5% of the population. Kids that are in 7 years old, and then all the little, the elderly people that have been trying to use some of this stuff, that's probably 10 or 15% of the population. That's astounding.
Double sound staters.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Foster, some of them are the same individual numerous times.
Big problem.
Bad bill.
Can we do this transfer thing one way? That is, we don't charge them if they want to go to California, we just charge them if they want to come back?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Proctor, we charge them a processing fee when they request to go to another state. And the only reason we chose that is because that's what most other states already do. So if we charge them on entering Alaska, they would be charged exiting another state as well as entering. And to keep it all so that it was one fee, we also decided to go with the $100 fee to request a transfer out of state for a processing of that application.
And if they can't pay the $1,250 fee, we won't let them leave?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Croft, it's a bond, so it would be a $200, and talking with the Fred's Bail Bonds, basically, they said they would probably put up $200 collateral, someone would have to put up $200 collateral and pay a $200 fee. Now, if we do not have to retrieve them and they do find on probation and parole in another jurisdiction, the $200 would be refunded to them. But the $200 fee for the bond would be non-refundable.
Well, I guess I can see why we want to do that, but it seems like that I'd rather charge them coming in, and even if most of the states don't do it that way, so we have an effective double charge when we try and transfer up here to be on parole up here, and no charge if you want to go to California or wherever. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions?
I go to archives when I can, and I see back in the 1950s in Norman Cotsby that they blue-ticketed people out. of town and they bought their tickets. And someone says it would be cheaper just to pay them to get out of the state.
Charge them if they want to come back.
Any other questions or any amendments?
What's the wishes of the committee?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move out there. I'll move out CS-84. Out of committee with the attached fiscal note within the
we're
going to
try to come in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's someone up online.
I don't know.
Ryan Wetland? Would you care to testify at this time?
Thank you, Chairman. I am just here to answer questions. If you have questions about how these things are collected.
Okay. I don't see anybody here. I don't think anyone wants to stop the train. Chairman Foster.
I'll go ahead and move out CSH-34 out of committee with the attached judiciary out of committee with the act fiscal notice and with individual recommendations.
Any objections? If not, go to the committee with individual recommendation attached fiscal notes.
I wanted to thank Barsha also. I've had some questions on the corrections up in Western Alaska, and she's always been real prompt and courteous with information. So thank you very much for your department.
Board of Mayor, that's all we have for today. Board of Mayor will start at 1:30. Strength resolutions that are similar. We went over in the committee at one time or another. They should be easy to move out. It has to do with the permanent fund, PONV. We'll also take up guided sport fishing, House Bill 452, House Bill 512, hydrogen energy research program, House Bill 553, fund appropriation investments. Is anything there to come before the committee before we adjourn? Let's see all my two sisters back there, Johanna and Jackie.
I thought they were daughters.
Really, you might invite the committee out for dinner with them tonight?
Yeah. They've invited me for dinner tomorrow night. They're here for the Clinton Hyder Central Council Convention here in Juneau. With Seattle and San Francisco. Anything to come before the committee before we adjourn? 1:30. Meeting's adjourned.